Yeah, well, we're already doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, we it's, are? It's like, fucking going.
Oh, it's fucking recording.
It's fucking recording. Okay. Okay.
But anyways.
Anyways, we're fucking back.
Yep.
And we're only back because I have some fucking shit to say. I am fucking down bad. My mental health is fucking deteriorated.
Yep. Some
from one fucking guy on TikTok.
And
one fucking guy on TikTok.
And the questionable Tinder girl.
Yeah, that too. That too. Questionable sex.
Gotta and get then, tested.
Well, it all fucking started. I was fucking sitting in my room, high as shit, watching this sad movie, right? And then I realized June 7th, 2022 is coming up, right? 3.5 months is going to be June 7th, 2022. Now, for anybody who doesn't know, June 7th, 2022 is the day I plan on killing myself since I was, what, 16?
Yep.
16. I've been planning on killing myself on my 22nd birthday since I was 16.
Give yourself a year of being 21.
Yep.
That's what it was.
Yep. Anyways, so I'm sitting there, I'm like, fuck, 3.5 months. I'm actually probably going to kill myself. I am so fucking... And anyways, so I'm sitting there thinking about it. I open up TikTok, and here's this fucking guy talking about shit. And there's... I think it's called... I don't even know what it's called. I'll look at it later, and I'll add it in. But anyways, here's the philosophy thing that... It's like a thing people... Absurdist. It's called absurdist, right? Every person is born wanting meaning, right? In a universe that is silent and has no fucking meaning. What does that fucking mean? You have three options. Suicide, philosophical suicide, or embrace the absurd. Suicide is a valid option for me, okay? Because... there's no fucking meaning to any of this. Nothing fucking matters. I'm sorry, but nothing matters in this fucking life. Or you can have philosophical suicide where it's like believing in religion or God. And then there's embracing the absurd, realizing that nothing fucking matters. And then you just go on with your entire fucking life, realizing that nothing fucking matters. Those are your three fucking options.
I don't agree.
Well, I don't care if you don't agree. That's facts, and that's your options in life, and that's all I've been thinking about is my suicide, and which one of those three I'm going to do for the next 3.5 months.
I think you just spoke to Big Doink, and that's why you're like
this. No, think about it.
Dude, it's
the universe is endless and silent, and everybody thinks there's a meaning to this. There isn't. There's not a fucking meaning.
You find meaning.
Every person is going to have a different meaning.
Yeah, exactly.
No! Then there's no fucking meaning.
It's meaningful to you.
So that's just embracing the absurd, understanding that nothing fucking matters.
You're going to find something that matters to you?
No.
If I'd off myself right now, would you care?
No, because I'm probably going to off myself right after. First off, you're not gonna off yourself because you're fucking happy these days, which is fucking bullshit. Because you're now just leaving me in the fucking dark.
Eh. Yeah. I don't know.
Fuck you.
What?
Fuck you. That's all I gotta say. So anyways, I got 3.5 months to decide how I'm gonna kill myself. I realize I can't do the skydiving option anymore. I don't have enough time to be able to learn everything and then jump solo naked and jerk off before I hit the ground, see if I can ejaculate. So, jumping out of a plane naked is no longer a valid suicide option. So, volcano. I'm down to two options, I think.
Is the volcano out?
Volcano's out. Actually, no. So, here's what I was thinking. I have a pretty good chunk of change. Like, a very, very nice chunk of change in my 401k. Now, I have two options with it, I think. Either I kill myself... Shotgun to the balls or face. I'm thinking face just so I have to get cremated. Like, so my parents have no say in it. Or if I go balls and I want to be put in a pine box and, like, buried at the farm place, you know. But, and then, do I take the 401k money and go to, like, Vegas or fucking Bora Bora and just get a shit ton of coke, cheap strippers, and, like, shrooms and fucking LSD and just go fucking crazy and then just kill myself at the end of the weekend? Or... do I give you that money to throw a giant fucking extravaganza after party?
I think there'll be a giant giant party afterwards, no matter what.
Yeah, but I'm talking like...
Dude, I'm going to stumble up to the fucking stand to say my piece about you.
Yeah, I don't even want a funeral.
We drank some beers. He was my best friend. Anyways, party tonight.
I don't even want...
Be there at 9:30. It'll be good.
I don't want a fucking funeral. Funerals are over fucking rated at this point. I just want to kill myself, be cremated, and throw my ashes in some cool-ass spots.
Your parents are going to definitely force a funeral, though.
Yeah, I know, but, like, a funeral, I don't fucking want it, because what's the fucking point of it? What's the fucking point of a funeral?
I don't know. It's for other people. It's for other people.
What people? For me.
It's like for...
Fuck the family.
What about Melissa? She'd be there.
Yeah, she can be there when you spread my ashes.
Bridget would be there.
She can be there when you spread my ashes. But I mean, like, other than that, like, for anybody that says I'm their friend, I'm fucking not, because I'm an asshole to everybody. I don't know why. Nobody should listen to this. I'm a piece of shit. So anyways, I don't want a funeral. I want to do a lot of LSD, get every known STD that has ever been known to man, and then shotgun to the face, I think, instead of the balls.
Quagmire, then Kurt Cobain?
Yes.
Okay.
Quagmire straight to Kurt Cobain.
Yep.
But the real question is where? Like, where's the perfect spot to blow your face off?
If I do it, it'd be Red Rock.
I was thinking Bora Bora.
I'd do it, like, over the, like, right next to the ledge and then fall down.
That'd be pretty fucking sweet.
Mm-hmm. Do a flip.
You already done a flip there, but I have no idea where Bora Bora is. I'm pretty sure it's, like, tropical, right? It just sounds fucking cool. It sounds like a cool place to kill yourself.
Why don't you do, like... Oh, that's a cool place to kill yourself. I thought you were talking about the partying.
Like, that too. Like, I mean, like, what are you doing? Well, I'm going to go party my ass off at Bora Bora before I kill myself. Mm-hmm. That sounds fucking awesome. Does it not?
See, like, you're tell me I'm where wrong? Bora Bora is located.
I don't either, but it's a cool ass name.
They talk about it on TV all the time, but
it's a cool fucking name.
Yeah, this is just the same word twice. Yeah.
We're obviously not good at geography. We both failed geography, obviously.
I didn't.
Audrey, where's Bora Bora?
Bora Bora is like, it's not like a country. Like, you know, you're not gonna learn about where Bora Bora is in a geo class.
I feel like it's like by like Jamaica or something.
I'm pretty sure Bora Bora is a country.
It's not a country.
Well, what is it? It's not a city.
I'm gonna, you know, we're gonna pull out the fact. Jason, you wanna pull up where Bora Bora is and if it's a country? It's nice having an executive here.
Yeah, nice having a producer. Yep. This is a real professional podcast. Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, Jason, if you could figure out where Bora Bora is, that'd be great. But yeah. It's a. What?
What'd he say? Is that Jason? We need to get him a mic eventually.
I don't know. We aren't going to ask him too many questions. He's kind of fucking weird. He's just here to look shit up. Sorry, Jason.
We have a lot of weird people in this room.
Yeah, like us two, like, that's enough.
Audience,
like,
can you be quiet? This is a professional podcast.
Why'd we give her a fucking mic?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Don't even talk, Jason. You're fucking weird, dude. It's an island in French Polynesia? It's an island in French Polynesia.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So it's tropical.
It's an island, yes. It's tropical.
It seems like
there's I'm sure there's hookers and blow there.
Yeah.
There's hookers and blow.
There's hookers and blow everywhere. Alright. The next thing I want to talk about is I'm fucking done with sex. Sex sucks.
Why?
What do you mean, why? It's awkward. It's fucking annoying. It's fun for maybe like 28 seconds. And then for the rest, for the fucking other, like, 10, 20 minutes or whatever, however long, even or shorter if it's a bad day, I don't fucking know for me. You know, it all depends on how drunk I am. It's just fucking sucks. I haven't had good sex since, like, 2019.
I don't know, you were, when you had your place, you would do
those
all
were
sorts
funny
of weird...
sex stories, but it wasn't good sex.
Funny is fun, bro.
Funny is not fun. All of my funny stories are from bad experiences. I don't have a funny story where something good happened to me.
Two consecutive nights you stuck it in someone's ass.
Accidentally.
Two different people. And they happen to be best friends.
And now they hate me. Actually, one of them doesn't hate me anymore. She tried to... Anyway. But, sex sucks. I'm fucking done.
You'd rather just crank it?
I mean...
Or cranking it doesn't do it either? Cranking the hog, feeding the geese, jerking the yerkin.
I mean, I do it. You gotta get the poison out.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're gonna get weird boners everywhere. And I also hate weird boners.
Some NRB
action. At this point, I'm just sick of my penis. I kind of want... What is it, a colostomy bag? Is that what it's called? You just, like, fill up and then you just empty your bag of piss? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
I just want one of those.
Why don't you just chop your balls off?
Chop my balls off? Yeah. You can still get hard without your balls.
You can get snipped.
Yeah. No. You know, like, from The Office, snip, snap, snip, snap.
Mm. Well, that...
Michael Scott.
Oh. You have no idea the physical toll 3 vasectomies have on a man.
Exactly. I just want to get rid of my penis. I'm fucking done with it. Fucking, it has way too many thoughts. It guides me in places I don't want to be. I wake up in too many weird places. In too many weird situations because I black out way too often.
Look, I still think you're going to find a way to hit on someone at the bar tonight.
You're probably right.
Like,
I'm saying right now, sober Luke does not want to have sex anymore. Fucking done.
Wait, hashtag when's the last time you've had sober sex?
2019.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's the issue.
No. Wisconsin girl. The girl that drove like 8 hours round trip.
Yeah, but she was fucking weird, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, that was sober.
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
Because you were like sitting there the whole time.
No, I wasn't. I left.
Obviously you left, but it was weird awkward because you just... walk in and we're like about to get it on. You're just like, oh, hey, Luke.
No, I was not there for Wisconsin Girl.
Yes, you were. You tickled me and then you tried to get her to tickle me. I fucking hate being tickled. And you're like, it's a Sunday night tradition. You gotta tickle Luke. So you and this random Tinder girl that drove 4 hours from Wisconsin waited outside of my house for 2 hours because I was driving home from the cities from my friend's place. So in total, she was waiting. She drove 4 hours, sat outside of my house for 2 hours, waited for me to get home. I got home. We're about to, you know, put on a movie, and then we're about to get it on. You walk in.
I left, though. I left for college that night.
Yeah. I'm saying. And then we're about to get it on, and you walk in the door, come and grab your backpack and everything to head back to college. And you're like, oh, can't leave before I tickle you. And you and this random Wisconsin Tinder girl fucking tickled me for like 45 minutes and ended up having sex with her, and then had to kick her out because she was weird. It was like 2 a.m, and I had to leave for work at 4 a.m. She wanted to spend the night, so I just told her I had to leave for work, and then she left, and then I went to bed.
I thought you were talking about Boobies Girl.
No.
Okay.
No, not Boobies Girl. She was
Boobies
weird, too.
Boobies Girl was fucking weird.
She was so weird. That was... That also, like that. I, like, see, why am I doing that? I'm fucking done with sex.
I'm sure if there's, like, a certain person from your past, you would, like it.
No! Fuck that.
I'm sure.
Bitch.
I saw her driving the other day.
She snapped. Did I tell you? She hit me up the last weekend. She hit me up, and then, what night were we out? Was that last Saturday?
Jason, what? Oh, it was Friday night.
Friday night. Last Friday night we were out, and before I met up with you, I was with Parker and... St. Peter.
Oh, that was Saturday. Never mind. Jason, you fucked up. Saturday.
What a fucking idiot. You're fired. Get out of here. Anyways. See you, Jason.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Yeah, so she snapped me, and she's like, are you done hating me yet? And I was like, I never hated you. I just don't want to talk to you. And then she comes up to me at the fucking bar. And I had to sit there awkwardly for like 20 minutes just listening to her talk because she was fucking wasted because it was her like whatever. And it was horrible. No. Fuck. No. I wouldn't. I'm done with sex. Hashtag done. I'm calling it right now until June 7th, 2022, I'm not having sex. And then after that, I obviously won't have sex ever again.
All right, we're going to start placing bets. Luke has got his where he's not going to have sex for 3.5 months. I'm going to say he has sex in 1.5 months. Audrey, what is yours?
few weeks.
Wait, few? Few as in three?
Few.
No. I would say...
Few means 3 to 4.
Yep.
Yeah, I was gonna say 3 to 4.
3 to 4 no, weeks.
You gotta pick one or the other.
Three.
Month and a half.
Never again.
All right, we'll have to update the kids and coaches.
I'm just saying, I'm dead serious. Done with it.
I think sex is pretty cool, man. I don't know why. I had one horror story, that's it. Or one awkward, weird situation, that was it.
I have. Like, so many. I've woken up in weird places.
Yeah, we do that every weekend.
Yeah, but there's nothing weirder than waking up in a crack house next to a naked lady. Like, a legit crack house. That was weird. Yep. That was fucking weird. I should have stopped there. Also, how did I not get any STDs from that? I'm still amazed. I swear to God, my body won't kill me. It won't let me do anything. I've never gotten COVID. I've never gotten an STD. I have survived alcohol poisoning. Numerous car crashes. Numerous falls. Disease. A disease that should have killed me. This is bullshit. God's just punishing me. I swear to God, I'm gonna shoot myself, and he's not gonna let me die. Except, I don't even believe in God. This is the universe. Bullshit.
You're off of God again?
I don't know, I'm agnostic. I don't fucking know. The one guy on TikTok who put that thought in my head, the universe doesn't fucking, your life doesn't matter, nothing fucking matters, is stuck in my head. And then he brought up the point where I believe we're in a simulation, because how do you think? I've heard that too, like, people think by hearing a voice and other people think by seeing pictures. Are you like, do you hear a voice when you, or like,
do you see pictures when you think,
if you think of something, are you like talking to yourself in your brain, or are you seeing pictures in your brain?
Like, I talk to myself in my brain all the time, but I do both.
I can do both. Usually it's just like pictures. Like, I just think of something.
When I'm really excited for something, always pictures. But when I'm like planning my day out, I'm talking. Like,
really?
I'm just, yeah.
That's so weird.
That is really, really weird. I just have an inner voice. And my brain, like, think about your thoughts, right? You don't really control your thoughts if you really think about it. I don't know if I was just too high for this. But, like, what you say and your thoughts and, like, I don't know, they're just two different, completely different things. I feel like I don't even control my own brain, my own thoughts anymore. I swear to God, it's just some fucking dude in the future that put me in a goddamn simulation.
You see what happens?
Yeah. And he's, like, just typing on his keyboard, putting all these fucked up thoughts in my head.
Do you think he'd let you say that, though?
Yes. Because he's toying with me. He's driving me insane. And I swear to God, I'm going to end up in a fucking psych ward.
Well, how do you have, like, the cognitive ability to understand that you're getting fucked with?
Advanced AI from the future, dude. I don't fucking know. Do I look like a goddamn scientist?
Well, if...
I'm a conspiracy nut. That's all I can say.
Like, I have a fair share... Oh, actually, they're all, like, anti-government.
Yeah, I mean, like, fuck the government.
Yeah. No, if someone was, like, controlling you right now, why would they give you the brain function to understand you're being toyed with while putting thoughts into your head? If they're putting all these thoughts into your head, how do you understand you're being toyed with?
Because they know I can do nothing about it to stop it. Not Keanu Reeves.
That's your own thoughts, though. You're putting these thoughts into your head.
I don't know, dude.
Have another drink, right?
That's the plan. I'm just gonna pour out some shots because we're off fucking rails here.
Jason, get the fuck out!
Nope, sorry. It's okay. Jason's a piece of shit. Jason needs to get out of here.
Like, you know, Luke, you're not the biggest piece of shit I met, but when Jason fucking dies.
No, I'm a pretty big piece of shit. I honestly have no idea how I have any friends in this fucking world, because I am a legit asshole to every person I fucking meet. Think about it.
Mommy and States.
Besides, like, adults. that, like, I show respect to because, like, respect your fucking elders. And kids. I'm a fucking asshole to every person, all our peers. I'm an asshole to both of them.
No, you're not.
Maybe not mad as much, but to Dodge, yeah, I give Dodge a lot of shit. And me and him are just chilling. Me and him are just going at each other's balls. All right, he's got a good cheers.
And it is. You know what time it is, folks. It is 4:45. That means we have to take a shot. Here it is.
Oh, God. That's the go-go juice I need.
Yep. Today we're sponsored by Blank Brandy. Apple.
Today's actions by Luke Milkey are sponsored by Brandy. If you have any problems with my actions tonight, take them up with Brandy.
Yeah, well, I don't know why you're toying with her. That's kind of my ex-girlfriend is Brandy, but...
Well...
Kind of a fucking whore if you ask me, but...
Well, this whore is gonna dump it out one more time for us.
Yep.
Here you go. See, here's the other thing. Do you remember your childhood at all?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I remember nothing from my fucking childhood.
Do you know what that is?
What?
It's a trauma response.
Oh.
I didn't have any trauma in my childhood.
His trauma started at like...
14?
But you have trauma. It's a trauma response. You didn't have to have it during childhood. Like your young childhood. Sorry, I'm hanging out.
Yeah, we have a psychology coach on hand right now. We don't know if we should fire her or not. We're trying to figure it out, but that's a decent thought. That's a good thought.
Yeah, that's a good thought, but if she could elaborate besides just telling me I have trauma and I'm fucked in the head. I mean, actually, we all do.
Everyone has their own trauma. People have different responses to it. Not remembering memories is a trauma response.
It is 4:46. You know what that means. It is time for another shot. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Did you know that today was my 1 year arrest? I got arrested exactly 1 year ago, and I'm gonna do it again tonight. So, anyways, yeah, those are most of my thoughts that's going through my head that has just been destroying me this entire week. I probably didn't elaborate on them well, but basically, I'm fucked in the head. Gonna kill myself in 3.5 months. And nothing fucking matters. You got anything else you want to talk about?
See, Luke made out a sketch for the, or he made a little list of things he wanted to talk about. We've gone through a decent amount, but the next topic is, my dick smells weird. Luke, does your dick smell weird?
Yeah, dude, my dick, I was sick. Early in the week, and so I was in bed all week, and I was just like, oh man, I got some fucking BO going here. I was like, I should probably get up and shower, but I was like really sick. So I showered, and I was like, oh, well, at least my dick won't smell. And then I go and sit down, I'm gonna go watch a nice movie, and I'm like scratching my balls, you know, right? Like a guy fucking does. I got a fucking just little drinky poo, and I got my fucking hand on my ball scratch, and then, you know, gave it the old sniff. Sometimes a guy does that. Sometimes a guy just needs to know what his balls smell like, okay? Anyways, I'm like, holy shit, they smell fucking bad. They smell bad.
Weird or bad?
Both. Like a weird bad. And then I was like, okay, those aren't my balls. So I went down there again. Now the little, like, hard scratch this time. Like, get the full aroma on my hand. And take it right back up there, and this time I'm like fucking Charlie Sheen sniffing coke in his heyday. Just sniffing my hand. I'm like, oh boy. Guess I didn't use enough soap. So I go back and I shower. I'm telling you right now.
Scrubbed your balls.
I scrubbed till my balls bled.
You washed your balls that hard?
I washed my balls with my loofah real fucking hard. My loofah had to be thrown away. I had to buy a new loofah, okay? So, anyways, I'm like, ah, my balls smell fine now. So I go back. I'm like, all right, you can drink my little drinky poo now. watch my movie, and I did the old fucking sniff again. Oh my god damn! What the fuck is wrong with my balls? I still don't know.
They smell weird now?
Not as bad. But they still got like a little aroma to them. I'm like, that's why I'm getting them figured out Monday. I think this is going to be the first STD test I fail this Monday. So, pray I don't have herpes or AIDS, people. Just cross your fingers. Pray to Islam, God, karma, I don't know. The healing crystals people have, just somebody fix my balls. And if anybody else has weird smelling ball problems, let me know, because I don't know how to fix it. You ever had weird smelling balls that you can't get away from?
No, not like weird or like as pungent as you're fucking talking about.
Yeah, like everyone's gonna have weird smelling balls after like a workout or something, you know?
Yeah, sweaty balls.
It wasn't sweaty balls like Lube smell. It was like, I don't even know how to describe it. I'm talking like,
I don't know, the lube on balls kind of smells weird.
I'm talking really weird. You take pepper jack cheese. You put it under your bed in the summer.
Oh, God.
For 8 months. Or not, for the whole summer. Not 8 months. I don't know why I said 8 months. You put a piece of, it has to be pepper jack cheese under your bed, 8 months in the hot room. Take that pepper jack cheese, throw it in cow shit. Pick it up, put it up a pig's ass, pull it out, and smell it. That's what my balls smelled like. Okay? Ooh. Yeah. Nasty. Okay. So you know what? We're gonna take a shot to my balls.
Hey, it is 4:51.
4:51.
Four times five times one equals 20. So that means we're
two balls and the O, the shaft, because I have a really small penis. That's what we're taking a shot to.
Hey, there's two sets of two balls in this room. That's four. Five is a number.
Yes.
One is also a number.
Correct.
So that means we take a shot.
I love you, you college-educated, beautiful mind you. Also, I'm so mad at you, actually, right now. Because the whole week, this is all I was thinking about, is, like, all these thoughts. And I'm like, when I see Colton, like, I wasn't even thinking about the podcast. I'm like, when I see Colton, I'm just going to come in fucking swinging. And I'm going to be like, dude, here's my fucking problems. Fucking 2 minutes in here, you made me fucking happy. 2 minutes walking in your fucking house, you made me happy. I fucking hate you. You're the biggest piece of shit I have ever met in my life for doing this to me.
I think that, I don't know, I kind of take that as kind of a compliment. I don't know.
Fuck you. Fuck you. But, oh, also, you want to know my new song? Like, the song that describes me, you know, I always, like, sometimes I'm like, this is my song, and I switch it up all the time. Mm-hmm. Mr. Rager now.
I love that song.
I love that song so much. That's now my, like, anthem. Mm-hmm. That's, like, just me. Mr. Rager is me.
I gotta show you Suit and Tie. That's my song. Or Clean Slate.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Wait, are you talking Suit and Tie from Duck Dynasty? Like, the Duck Dynasty
intro? Song. No, it's not. It's different Suit and Tie. Okay.
Yeah, well, basically, that's everything I have.
Wait, I gotta add something.
Okay.
I lost my anal virginity. I'm taking a calculus class.
Oh. I was so excited. I was like, God damn it, Audrey, I love you.
You won't let me.
I got a butt
monkey tomorrow.
No,
she won't let me.
Why won't you peg him?
I would peg him.
Why don't you? No. That's what you were. No. That's what we were talking about.
Dude, no, all I could do is spit in her asshole.
Yeah, he spits in my asshole.
Going you just get heavy. Into it. You just get into a hot and heavy, and then you spit in her asshole.
See, I never get into it hot and heavy because I never have a connection with the bitches. I'm just like, let's get this over with. It's like fucking, you know, you just going, mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't fucking know you.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know you, so it's just like I get a fucking random bitch in my bed, or I'm in her bed, and I'm like, can we just get this over with at this point? It's like, the chase is the only thing I like.
Oh, yeah.
The chase is the only thing I fucking like in this world. Careful, SpongeBob. And then they get naked, and I'm like, Where'd your clothes go? What the fuck? And I'm like, oh, he's pulling his cock out. Well, that's never happened to me, luckily, but there was that one scare. I did have, there was that one scare.
Yeah, she looked pretty sus, bro.
Yeah. They can't all be tens. Let's just say that.
Jesus Christ.
But, can you quit making so much ruckus, please?
But,
so, yeah, that's why I'm kind of done with sex.
Can you still get hard, though?
You're like, yeah, you're like, that's what I'm talking about.
I get weird boners. No, I mean, I'm talking. I had that happen to me, 2 months ago.
I am so sick of my dick acting like it's a fucking 15-year-old in fucking science class learning about fucking atoms colliding and getting hard or something like that. Like, I'm fucking 21, almost 22, and my dick is still getting hard, and I'm not even horny or anything. I'm just like, I don't know, fucking writing a thank you to my grandpa and grandma for a Christmas present, my dick will get hard, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm just trying to thank my grandpa and grandma through a fucking card, and, oop, little Lukey wants to come say hi, wants to come out and play, I'm like, no!
Mine's name is Irving.
That's a solid name for your cock.
Just give me a serving of
Irving. Hey, actually, I have a real question here. So, when you measure your dick, right, because every guy does, are you measuring from the side out, or are you going underneath? Like, you know, you got the ruler, the tape measure, and you're underneath the shaft.
No, dude, I'll just show you quick.
Well, this is a podcast.
I'm just showing Luke.
Okay. So, are you, yeah? All right. So how you do?
So like, yeah, I go from
there's
like
your cock, yeah.
Yep, like right there, the base of the shaft.
The base of the shaft is like there.
What? Yeah, like base.
Oh, like that. Oh, okay. Yeah, right yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah,
right
yeah.
there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, you like want to feel better about yourself though, like you want to.
I don't push. Like it's just or like.
No.
Not gonna lie, I've only measured once, but like.
Once.
I don't monitor. Well, in my
your lifespan.
In my apartment, we have penis measuring day. It's every 15th of every month. We just check to see on how the boys are doing. You know, if we're down bad or not. Like if we've been making some improvements. You know,
You know what my favorite part is about the cock is how you can flex your cock and your head gets bigger. You ever do that?
I do that when I'm inside Queef Clean 101.
Can you feel a difference? No. It makes me feel like I'm sitting there.
Usually I only do it when I'm fucking hammered, but
I'm sitting in my room in my little recliner. I'll get a weird boner from something, and I'm just like sitting there. And I'm like, you know, because I like to walk around naked, and I'm just sitting there. And I'm flexing my little cocky, and like the head gets bigger. It's just fun to like watch. No. I will not shotgun a queer's banquet with you. You're doing a light beer. I like to just savor my beer. But, Colton, it's 4:58.
The dangerous part about doing that while you're inside someone is it feels like it overstimulates you, and
yeah. But when you feel flex, like you can't come when you flex.
No, but like it feels like you are. It's scary.
Oh yeah, it's real scary.
It's scary, yes. So, proceed with caution.
I'm actually like at this point, I'm fully convinced I'm infertile with how many times I've had blackout sex, and I've never wrapped it once in my life. I am fully convinced I am, like, not fertile.
Got bad swimmers?
I think I got bad swimmers, which is probably a good thing, because we don't need another fucking little asshole Luke Milky around.
Oh, there's an Australian one.
Yeah, well, that's not my child, because I was raped, so through the court of law, I have no responsibility to that child. I was physically raped. I have no responsibility to that child.
No,
that was a few years ago. She's in Australia now. He's probably 3 years boxing ago. A kangaroo, shotgunning Four Locos like his old man.
Yeah. The alcoholic gene.
That's why I gotta kill myself before she starts coming and asking for fucking child payments.
Yep.
Child support. He's dead.
They have in Australia. They may not have child support in Australia.
Oh!
That'd be fine.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, folks.
What does that
it's
mean?
5 o'clock right
it
now.
It is 5 o'clock. What does that mean?
That means Brandy and me are going to get to know each other a little bit.
I'm going to get stoned with this Keystone Light. And we're going to, you know, it's 5 o'clock. It's got to be done.
One more.
All right.
Jason, get him out of this fucking studio.
Jason, I swear. Get the... God damn it, Jason! Alright, he's gone. I swear to God.
We fucking fired him twice.
I think I might have broke his nose.
We fired him 3 fucking times today.
Alright, anyways, this is going to be the second to last shot to the podcast. It's this one, maybe a little last segment or whatever. This is not really segments because this is off the fucking rails. And then we're going to end it.
Alright.
Ashalaam alaikum. Here's to us.
Navam sway.
You know what? God damn it, Brandon's talking dirty to me right now. I think I might have sex tonight. I'm just kidding. I won't. I'm sticking to it. I am not. I swear to God, I actually am. I don't know. I love the chase. Like, the chase part is fun. It's so fucking fun. But then it's like, you know, you get them back to your place and it's like, oh, this is awkward. Because now it's like, do I talk to him or can we just like skip the talking part? Because we both know why we're here. Like, I know, like, I don't want to be disrespectful to the lady because I actually am very respectful. Or I tried to be. At least when I'm not blackout drunk. I guess I can't speak for blackout drunk, but I haven't had anybody.
Recently, where you've been blackout, I don't think.
I am a good boy, I think. When it comes to... I've never had anybody complain. Anyways. I try to be respectful for the most part. Until it comes down to, you know, degrade me.
Or the accidental put in your asshole.
Yeah, I've accidentally put in a few assholes. That was a mistake. That's always an awkward conversation the next day when they're like... Actually, that was a week later. I found out from a friend who was a friend with the girl that I put it in her asshole and that I accidentally fucked her best friend the next day and put it in her best friend's asshole. So, you know, that was tough. Not my best day on the field or at work. Other than that, I would say I was pretty good. What would you say, Colton?
Say one month, sorry.
You're the worst goddamn co-host I've ever had.
Dude, we don't usually get a peanut gallery, okay? We're distracted. I'm flustered
because
Jason didn't pan out.
You're not flustered because of Jason. Let's be honest here.
What?
Be honest, Luke. Let's hear it.
You're flustered because of your new woman.
No.
It's not Jason.
Me?
You just can't keep your eyes off of her. You don't look at me the same way anymore. You look at her the way you used to look at me. You know what? I'm okay with it. Sometimes you gotta let the bird fly away, you know?
He's not flying away.
It's a metaphor, Audrey. Obviously not.
Obviously I can't fucking fly, Queen.
Well, I wasn't talking about literally. Okay. I wasn't
being... Oh, is that... Queen thought I was gonna fly. I can't fly.
I don't mean that.
Do you know what a metaphor means?
Yeah, and I was
speaking. You obviously weren't. You obviously didn't get the joke.
Wait, he's not.
You didn't get the joke. So, you know what?
I got it, but...
Okay, there we go. We all got it.
You didn't understand my joke, but...
It's because your sense of humor sucks.
All right, it's getting tense in the studio. We got to suck.
All right. Let me talk dirty to Brandy one more time to sign this hoe off.
Yeah, that's fair.
Thanks, Brandy. Look at this beautiful long neck of hers. so curvy and beautiful.
I love running my thumb across the emblem.
I like this. Yeah. Just slowly touching Brandy.
It's easier to find than a clit.
I swear.
It's not
okay.
That hard. It's,
no.
It's right there.
You ever been? You ever played Tippy Cup in my old basement? So get so drunk, walk upstairs, then you accidentally have sex. I'm talking. You like you? No, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. You
don't plan on it.
No, you. I go upstairs to grab a couple more beers to play another game of Tippy Cup in my basement, and there's a lady up there. I'm like, didn't say a word. I'm like, because I'm really fucking drunk. And I just stick out my hand. I open up the fridge, and I see her sitting there. I'm like, close the fridge. Real nonchalant. Just look at her. You know, give her the, what's Joey from Friends, you know, but without the how you doing, just the look. Oh. Just stuck out my hand. She grabbed my hand. Ooh. Brought her to my room. And then I accidentally had sex. I was really drunk. And she told me to play with that clit. And I was really, really drunk. And she had the roast beef flaps. It ain't easy.
Oh,
it ain't easy. I'm just going to say, even Jack Sparrow, the legendary pirate, couldn't find the clit.
Jack Sparrow definitely knows how to find the clit.
That was
Johnny Depp.
That was Queef Queen 101's celeb crush when she was growing up. Johnny Depp made her straight.
Johnny Depp is a beautiful human being.
Oh, my God.
Johnny Depp is the only reason I'm not 100% straight.
You know, like, I think the Ryan Reynolds type is too much.
See, I love Ryan Reynolds. Like,
I love him as an actor, but I
love his personality.
I'm burnt
as an actor.
Burnt
he's a good-looking dude. I get why the meme was there, but it should have been one of those, like, one weekend, one week memes, not a fucking whole-ass long meme. Love the dude. But if we're going to simp over somebody, it should be Andrew Garfield.
Oh,
now we're getting down to the brass tacks. Andrew Garfield is the perfect man. That's all I got to say.
I think he's too skinny, though, but...
You like dad bod or six packs? Neither. I like him skinny and scrawny.
Pete Davidson?
Reed from Criminal Minds? Andrew Garfield.
Andrew McLean. Oh, fuck. We name dropped him.
That's why we got Jace. Oh, shit. We fired Jason.
We could bring Greg up.
We'll get Greg to edit this and get that name out of there. I don't know. Skinny and scrawny is the goddamn move. I'm just saying. Our buddy, you know, bitch ass up in the cities,
yep.
Thinks he's cool with horns up. Fuck no. Horns down. Tribe Nation throwing at that guy's head. This is your warning. Anybody that listened to this, I am so sorry. I don't know why, if you're listening this long, you shouldn't be. I'm an asshole to everybody. If you think you're my friend, you're not. Because I have no friends, really. Because it's just me and Colton. And... I'm sorry, but I'm an asshole to everybody. I probably won't see any of you guys again. June
7th, 2022. It is 5:08.
June 7th, 2022. We're signing off.
Nice.